Blog Talk Radio.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
I don't know. Alright, guys, welcome to another week of Small Blob Mafia Grudge Talk Show, sponsored by Grudge Incorporated. We got the co-host on here tonight, Jim West. Jim.
What's up, guys? What's up, Grudge World?
What's going on, Jim?
Oh, just another day in paradise, man. Trying to be easy. Be glad when all these holidays are over with.
Yeah.
Get back on the regular routine.
Yeah, well, I hope everybody out there had a good holiday. I mean, I had to work these last couple of days and shit, so I'm off.
Yeah. Yeah, my wishes go out to everyone as well. Merry Christmas, and I hope you find what you're looking for in 2014, on and off the track. And let's ride. Open up some mics, Mike.
2014 is here. Everybody talking all this shit. Wait till 2014. 2014 is here, ain't it?
It came in with a bang. Trust me, with a bang.
Yeah, I'm ready to blow somebody's ass slap out.
Well, we're going to give it a shot. That's all we can do. Can't back up and punt too much more, so we got to get it right eventually. And hopefully we got it right this time. We're going to see.
Oh, yeah. I think he got down. Our boy Flop got it going on over there at the Dollar Pound Racing Shop.
Oh, hands down. I got to give him shouts out. Shouts out to Prof, to Mr. Flop. I got to give it to him. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. All these motherfuckers got down talking about Chucky this, Chucky that, Chucky this. We're going to see if they're going to call Chucky's name in February, goddammit.
It won't take but about two, and then they'll back off a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you got anybody on mind?
Yeah. You know who I got.
Hell, let everybody know, Jim, who you got.
Well, you know, me and Don's been trying to get that race back ever since we went to Lena last year and had some issues. And I told him, I guess they've got a race on the 8th at Hub City, February the 8th. If we can get tested, that I would oblige him there. And if we're not tested by then, at the battlefield. So I think that is what we're shooting for. We just need some good weather to make a few hits. This car dialed in.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got a hand of it. It might be from down that way. It's a 601 number.
Okay, bring them on.
601-0621, your mic's open.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey.
Oh, I don't know it. I was just calling to let y'all know I'd listen to your show.
Who is it, Cody?
Yeah.
What's going on, Cody?
Oh, man, nothing. I was just going to call into y'all show list for a little while.
Oh, yeah. You heard goddamn Jim put a call out on y'all then.
Huh?
Jim put a call out on y'all's asses, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been reading it on Facebook and stuff.
It wasn't nothing personal. You saw that. It was respectful. But,
I ain't taking it personal.
Oh, I know that.
Hey, Cody, you know the last motherfucker I traded in Donald Trump, he fired him now.
Shit. That's why I got a new one.
Don't fuck around getting fired now.
yet.
Cody, how's your Mustang run, Cody? Is it pretty, that's what, you got a red Mustang, right?
Yeah. How does it run?
I'm sure. Well, no, how's it run? How's it sit?
Stock suspension on 28.
It said just like Chucky.
Okay.
I sit like a street car.
Oh, well. So if I put another passenger seat in mine, I got a street car? If I were to put an extra seat in mine, would I have a street car?
No, When you put extra seat, power windows, tag, insurance, and inspection sticker, then we'll call it a street car.
Oh, I got okay. Well, I'm gonna let that go.
I ain't even lying about all that. You can ask guys. He's seen it in person.
Yeah, I seen it in person. Hell, Jim, we too far out of his league anyway. Hell, we didn't meet on half track, Cody's ass.
Yeah, okay. Man, I'm a snail. I got a damn old bracket car.
Hey, man, I met a guy on the internet the other day. He told me he's your cousin. Pretty nice fella. I forget his
man.
Name. Who?
What did he say?
Oh, nothing. He just sent me a friend request, and I accepted it, and we were talking a little bit, and he told me he was your cousin. I said, well, he can't be all bad then.
Well, surely you didn't tell him nothing then, because he's going to run back to Cody every time.
No, hell no. We didn't talk about race.
Nah, he did like to talk a little shit.
Yeah. We talking about mud trucks, man. We talking about mud trucks.
Hell, we all talk a lot of shit now.
Oh, yeah. None of us do nothing else, we do that, I guess.
Yeah, I got that. I probably talk enough for everybody.
At least half of them.
Yeah. I try to back it up, too, now.
Hey, well, Cody, let me ask you this. Since you're on the line, it's going to be real hard for me to get tested by February the 8th.
Right.
You talk to Don, y'all get all over to the battlefield?
I probably so. The only concerns with the whole battlefield thing was my work schedule.
Okay.
I think me and Don was actually talking about it the other night. I believe it's going to be all right, and I'll be able to make it. We'll be able to make it over.
Okay. Well, y'all got to have it then.
Yeah, so we're going to try to make it over. You know, as me and him was talking about it the other night.
So you're going to try to make it over. That means you make it. That's a race between Chucky and Don then, right?
Right. That means if we make it to battlefield, we're going on your ass.
Okay. I hope you can get there. I hope you can get there.
Shit, me too. I plan on doing a lot more fucking real racing this year. You talk about changes for 2014. I want to stop a lot of Facebook racing and start some real racing.
I agree with that.
I'm sure y'all do too. I
agree with that.
I hope that's a goal for everybody this year.
Well, you know, I listen to a lot of these shows and have been all over the country this year, not racing, because as you know, I've been down all year. I've made 9 total passes all year long, and I've had bad luck several times. But anyway.
Got that. In 9 total passes, we had 4 grub races.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But, I know y'all had problems this year, but I know the rest of you camp, you know, get a pretty good bit of racing.
Yeah, for sure. But
I'm not calling no names or anything, you know, I'm not talking about anybody specific. But just, you know, a lot of people on the internet talking about what they're going to do to so-and-so, what they're going to do to so-and-so. Man, let's race.
That's right.
You know?
That's exactly right.
Hold on just a second, Jim. We got another hand up. And it's another 61 number. 601-2101. Your mic's open.
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on, Rolo?
Bro?
Just chilling out, man. Listening to the show, man.
King Kong. King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all boys getting something.
Yeah. We trying to get it on, Rolo.
That's what it's all about.
How's you?
We did.
That's right. How's your new year, man?
Ah, man, it was great, man. I sit around the house and watch some old Godzilla pictures, so I had a good time.
There you go. We gonna get to see some of Becky this year. I'm not calling you out. I'm saying you're bringing Becky out.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm taking my wife for her last thing next week. So if the doctor clear her, you will see me. No problem, but.
Okay. Well, prayers are with you, man.
I don't want to jump out and you know, when I tell you I'm going to do something, I want to be able to do it. So, as of right now, it ain't the car. It's me, you know.
Well, hey, it is what it is. When you got issues, man, you know, when you got personal issues, if people can't understand that, the hell with them, you know. And that's just the way I look at that.
I don't try to pick two things up. You know what I'm saying? And see, this is what a true racer should understand. No matter who you are, what you got, there's a time that you're going to have to stop, regroup, and get yourself together.
I agree.
Yeah, that's just like with your car. It wasn't really the money issue. It was you were having problems, and you just had to say, okay. Because you remember, I told you. I said, Jim, stop. Get your car right.
You did.
I walked over there and
you
told
did.
You.
I have to.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. I agree to that.
That's what a racer got to do, man, us as racers. But you got one man that's jumping up and down, think he's doing something. I want to have more people out here racing because that's more racing going on. It ain't about
right.
What you got or nothing like that, man. You know, just think about it now, Jim. If we had 10 people that was ready to race at the same track, you'd have a good track day. But
that's
if you
true.
Got 3 people at the track ready to race, you ain't going to have nothing. So, I mean, as racers in this sport that we love, we just all need to come together and just let it happen, man. Trust me, as much money we spend on these cars, people go race. We ain't got to worry about that.
Most stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't got to sit here and say, man, what Jim going to do? I know if Jim right, he going to race. If Jim ain't right, he ain't going to race. That go without saying.
Yeah, we race half of the year. Hold on, just say, we got another. 256-4128, your mic's open.
Hey. Hello?
Yeah,
man, I'm calling to see what y'all talking about on here.
Oh, okay, well, we talking about some grow raising. You want to get down?
What you got? What y'all got? What y'all running?
Got a Mustang with small block in it.
Wait, it got a small block with 28.
Yeah. Scooby, your mic's open.
Huh?
Yeah, 28.
Go ahead, boss.
What part of Alabama are you from, sir?
Decatur.
Decatur, okay.
What y'all running 28 with one kit?
Nah, we ain't got. I don't know how many kits on these motherfuckers.
I got one.
We might even shake something here.
I got one.
Hey,
I'm a small block with one on 28.
Okay. All right.
Small block with one kit on 28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like we might be able to shake something.
We
yeah.
About
to say
what?
What?
Getting about like me. You going to bet?
Hey, when is that y'all first little grudge event?
Huh?
Where and when is y'all first little grudge event? In Holly Springs?
No.
No.
Fat Tuesday.
Oh, Fat Tuesday. Okay.
Actually, it's February the 8th at Hub City.
The first.
I think Doc.
Yeah, the first one is
February
8th. Hey, 256-4128. This Curtis?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on, Curtis?
What's up?
I didn't know your number and shit. I thought, I was like, damn, I sound like Curtis.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I think you and Scooby might be a hell of a goddamn get down. One kid to one kid. You and Scooby, the guy that just told you one kid to one kid.
I might run away from him. Yeah.
What kind of movie? Yo.
Scooby got the wife. Yeah, Scooby.
He got the white weather phone book. I can hear you.
I got an STN truck, man.
Oh, STN truck. Okay. I don't know. Where you going to be at? You going to be in, you going to Fat Tuesday?
Yep.
And that is the weekend before Veloster, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, shoot. I might come down there. We might do something.
Come on down. I'll be there. What else y'all got in y'all
care? Long small block on 28. One kid. We can do something.
What else y'all got in y'all care?
We got a big block with one kid.
Stock suspension? 28?
Yeah.
All cars stock.
Every car we got stock suspension.
Lock that bitch in.
Lock it in.
Hell yeah. I don't give a fuck.
What y'all got? Yeah, you said that quick. I might not need to shout y'all. What y'all got?
I just told you. Stock suspension Mustang on 28. Big block.
Big block. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. We might need
Listen, man. Whatever you bring, we're going to accommodate you.
I know one thing. If I come down there, I want that STN or whatever you got. I want that small block.
Hey.
On
come on. Listen, man, whatever you bring, we're going to accommodate you.
And you will
be there.
And at that time, I need to come see you. What's your name? I need to find you.
I ain't going to be hard to find. Just look for the people who are going to be assassinating motherfuckers.
Yeah. I can put y'all in the right
direction. Hey, I.
Yeah.
Another thing, that's what I want to talk about, man. Like Roland and Coda and Jim say, man, we need to start racing in Mississippi, man. Name one good show you went to besides Holly Springs, like down our way. Somebody just stand up and talk.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Now, Jim, when you went to Florida, you saw some action, didn't you?
Oh, nonstop. I've seen action all over the country this year.
Yeah, man, we got to pull together. We got to stop beefing and bickering amongst each other. If you're going to race, you're going to race. If not, get out the way and don't knock the next man. Hustle, let them go.
I agree. That's what I was going to say earlier. I've learned a lot by just sitting back and watching this year, and more than I have actually racing. Just by traveling around, watching, and just sit back and watching, you know, you learn a lot.
Yeah.
And I have learned. I must say, I have learned.
So I ain't going to lie. I built my truck to run to see what this truck situation about. I'm flat out about ready to sell. I'm thinking about going in a car.
Well, Scooby, I can't say I much blame you. There's not many trucks out there that, you know.
Let me repeat. There's a lot of them out there that talk like they made. But here, right. how many of them made the call? Doug Mack in Arkansas?
That's it.
Do
I was telling Jim, I'm thinking about selling my truck, going to me a car, because, you know, when I started building my truck, I built my truck for one thing. All this F10 racing we're talking about going on. Now, you can't hear, ain't number. I ran two F10, Doug Mack and Arkansas Baller. Nobody else, everybody else scared or want to talk about this or talk about that. Man, you got to go, man.
Yeah, I agree with that, Scooby. And, too, you know, there's a big stink going on now that nowadays if you ain't racing for, you know, a whole lot of money, you know, they don't want to race or either they mind a race.
You're right.
But
yeah, that's what I was going to say earlier is exactly people buying races, you know, in the past
well,
and everything.
I think a good race would be set up between the two people. But when another man call a man out and call him broke, then
exactly.
I should the money matter.
Exactly.
If you want to race,
you're going to have a lot more race if you keep all the shit out of it. If you keep
exactly.
all the personal, you're going to have twice as many races.
Yeah, that's just like if I say, Roto, I want to race you.
Background noise.
Y'all didn't say that.
That's a 251 number.
Y'all was getting us tired of the shop. When he called,
That two-five-one one, but as I was saying, that's just like for instance, I say, Roland, me and you gonna race, and we been going back and forth, keeping it racing, you know, we might go race for $500 just to see really who got the better car. But now if I say, Roland, you broke, you know what I'm saying? Then it's getting personal, and you know
that's
knocking all the race. When really, if I come to Roland. I'm coming to Roland, man. I really think I can out-muscle you. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep it friendly, 500, 1,000, or whatever. But now, if I say, Roland, you broke, then it's Roland duty to make me pay like I weigh since I'm broke.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree with that. 100%.
Because I'm going to tell you, man, me and Dunn Mack ran for 700. Me and Arkansas ran. We went way to Dallas just because we wanted to see who was the baddest S10. We agreed to drive. I drove 9.5 hours to run them for $500. We agreed on that because, like I say, hey, it's just me, myself. I ain't got all that 10,000 a bit. But it wasn't
right.
The point of the money. It was the point of we wanted to see who was the baddest, and that's what we did.
Ooh.
And them boys, like I say, Dunn Mack, Arkansas, they going to race. You ain't got to worry about Dunn Mack. I told Dunn Mack, I ain't even had the money to run him with. He said, man, you got credit. I said, no, I got somebody bringing me some money. But you know it's just about Dunn Mack caught me and felt like he had me where he wanted at, and he wanted to race me. And we got it on.
That's right. You got to respect that. That's respect. That's part of the game, man. But
yeah.
See, when people get more personal stuff out there, and then when
yeah.
you turn around on them, they try to get in defense mode. Oh, man, you know, they ain't like that. But don't come at nobody like that, man. Just come out here and say crazy up and go and just have fun. Let's get
yeah.
this thing going.
Because I'm going to tell you, whoever I race or whoever I talk about racing, believe me, I'm doing it all in fun. That's what I love to do. I ain't trying to outbitch you. I'm just letting you know I think I can outrun you or I stand a pretty good chance with you. Ain't no hard feel.
That's right. I mean, people take this too personal, man. I promise you, whatever somebody say to me or whatever is done to me in racing form, I never take it personal. I always take it as because it's not part of my job and it's not part of my house, so I don't take it personal. Whatever, whoever think that, I do not never take it personal. But what I try to do, I try to treat a man like a man treats me. Now, if you come at me a way, then I'm going to come at you that way, too.
Yep. Now, I can't say that about Roland, because like I say, we used to come at each other back with the bike gang. I ain't no rider. He better rider than me. We just come at each other. Man, what you want to do? Oh, I can't do nothing with you. And laugh it off and go head on.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, man, we had some bad shows for all us guys with all these good cars. Man, it should be some action going on. Because I ain't going to lie. I'd rather just hit the road and go out of town. I'm going to see some action and get a chance to get some good action.
Yep. 404-5519, Mike's hoping.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I ain't been hit one.
Okay. Just hit the one button and take your hand down.
That's wise.
Yeah.
I mean, this year, man, I ain't got time for all the talking. Yeah, I like to play around and joke around. That's part of the hype. And I know who to play and talk around with it like that. You know, have a little fun because we all cool. But this year I'm planning on letting my car talk and let's race, man. Let's race or not race and move on. I mean, that's just what it is. That's just what it's going to be. If you don't hear it from me and Soup, now I can't stop nobody else from what they say, car, nothing like that. I can't do that. But if you don't hear it out of me or Soup Miles, then that's just bull crap. Don't even take it no further.
Yeah.
We're gonna
hit some,
we're gonna lose some, and we're gonna move on.
All right, hold on just a second, we got another hand up. 504-0388, Michael.
What's happening, guys? What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, man?
They ain't too much. Looking forward to this year. Like I said, we're coming out back with my car, and then we got three other cars we're coming out with, so we hope to do a little racing, a little traveling ourselves. But like I said, hey, I like to see more racing down this way, you know. I think Boone's race is going to be a pretty good race, you know. I think they're going to be, you know, a good amount of people coming from other places, and, hey, hopefully, it'll be a little better than what it was.
When is that, Alan?
The second week of March.
March 15th, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, well, they the third week.
I think by that time, you know, everybody should have their stuff, you know, pretty much tested, ready to go. Because I hope this season, like I said, I'm not going to test at the track. You know, I'm looking to test. I'm looking to do a little racing myself, you know. So more than what I did last year, I promise you that much.
Well, we know you'll go. Well, I do. Yeah. Your hands up, Ives.
Huh? No. I got D Nuts and Scooby and Roland's only mics open right now too.
Is Cody still on here?
No, Cody fell off.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, Cody fell off. I think he called back in, but I'm not sure if that's his number or not. I ain't had his number that much.
I'd like to go and get him locked in.
Well, you know that. You know how done he does. He ain't gonna lock. If he tell you he gonna race, he gonna race though.
Yeah,
I'm giving that.
Hey, I tell you one thing. That Cody, that's a fine little young fella. Cody gonna talk to you and tell you what it is, and keep that same little grin on his face. At the same time, if he races, he races. If he don't, he'll tell you. Oh, okay. Oh well.
Yeah.
He don't mind going.
He's a good driver, too.
What'd you say? He's slick.
Oh, he's slick. You got to watch. He's a good dude. There ain't no doubt, but he's a slick little motherfucker. I promise you that.
Hey, he's slick, but he just on his game.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you can't
that.
Knock him. He on his game.
No, you
cannot knock him.
Fuck no. No, you
that's what I like about him. He on his game.
Oh, yeah. There ain't no doubt.
The boys can drive, too, man.
Cody Hay can drive.
Yeah.
He ain't scared of that motherfucker, I tell you that.
He way better driver than the last motherfucker he had driving.
Oh, the last one was a comedian.
Hey, Roland.
What up,
we're rolling. I wanna say it on the radio, goddammit. Chucky gonna fuck Becky.
What? Yeah.
I know Jill don't wanna say it, but goddammit, Chucky gonna fuck Becky. It's been 2 years, we got to get her.
Hey, that can happen now, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Becky ain't no virgin.
I want to let you know up front, goddammit. Chucky got a house on her.
Yeah, I mean,
it's going to
be later on.
I wouldn't expect nothing less of you to come at me like that. That sounds good.
Hey, where's
Hillboy? You probably don't.
He's chasing the neighbor right now.
I was gonna tell him here, he could have got in his own car and did donuts as weak as it is.
Hellboy got a car shot right now. Y'all go light on Hellboy, it's screaming time.
The neighbor's giving him hell.
I need Hellboy car. I like that old car.
Hey, it's a nice car, man.
Hellboy car?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Man, got a light.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I like it. I think it's a nice car myself.
It is. It reminds me of a nice car.
Hey, Jim, y'all going to come back Tuesday or y'all just going to battlefield?
Honestly, I'm planning on coming at least one day of Fat Tuesday, at least one.
Yeah. Me, personally, I'm taking off. I already took off work. I'm going to be there Monday. I'm going to be there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Get the car there or not. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm going to go to Battlefield Saturday, huh? Friday?
Yeah, Friday. Hey, Friday is a small block nitrous shootout. No time. It's just a shootout. Draw and got down and go.
Just 28-10-5. Anybody can run.
Yeah, on 28. No bars.
No bars.
Yeah, I think you got a no bar rule.
What date that is?
Yeah.
What date? Huh? What date is that?
That's February 28. The last day of the month. No. Valdosta is the week before, ain't it?
The week before, okay. Okay, good. That'll work.
I'm thinking now. I'm not 100% sure. I don't keep up with Valdosta.
Yeah, Valdosta's
the Browns race. That's Duck Race.
Yeah, that's the week before. The 22nd, 23rd, some shit like that.
What about Ronnie Brown? Ronnie Brown's race. He got a race over in February. Sometime.
I want to say it's the week before Duck's race. I want to say something like that. February the 15th or the 8th, something like that. Some shit.
15th, damn. I think it's the 15th.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure. But we got all these Mississippi callers on here. I have a bunch of Mississippi numbers and Memphis on here. We need to goddamn get something situated. 2014 already, we need to get something in place how we can judge who goddamn doing what this year.
Yeah.
Huh?
Say this before my phone go out. To all the people that's listening, there is no beef between me and Don Mac. All that Facebook stuff, forget about all that. I'm about racing. If Don Mac want to race, we'll race. If he don't, then we not. I'm not going to auger, do all that. We not going to do that. There's no beef between me and Don Mac. There's no I'm going to get you in all that. I feel the same way about Dumbass as I do about Chuck. If he cross that water box, I'm going to try to go off in his ass.
Right. Hey, Roland, I kind of picked up on that the other day.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, I should have been talking to you. Dumb would never get on the phone.
You put all background, on, you know? Background noise, D.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that was D Nuts got some background noise. He got his phone.
That's that diesel, my bad.
It's all right, it's all right. Go ahead, Roland.
We're going to keep it all racing, man, and we're going to have a good time. All that stuff in the past, I ain't studying all that, man. I'm worried about this. A whole new year, we're going to do something right. If I ain't doing it right, I ain't going to do it.
So, I done figured this much out. If a man go personal with you, he don't want a fucking race. You might well move on.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's got to go to a personal level, that man does not want to get down. Because it don't take all that shit to do a race. It don't take all that shit to do a good race. All you got to say, yes, I want a race, or no, you too much for me, or no, I don't want them troubles, or no, I don't think it's best if I try you right now. I mean, there's all kind of damn answers. So, hey, motherfucker, you don't own this. I own this. I don't want to hear that shit. That's fucking race, man.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, you know, I'm going to start overlooking stuff and move on.
Right, right.
Well, y'all better hang around me then if y'all want to race, because I'm going to talk shit, race, and laugh at the same time. Get my ass blowed out or whatever.
Yo, I want to hang around the same motherfucker if he's the same way when he take that fucking loss, because eventually you're going to get your ass beat. If you race enough, you're going to get beat.
Well, see, that's the thing. You got to learn.
Motherfucker.
You got to learn how to be a good loser before you can be a good winner.
That's right.
That's why some people get on there. You got the ass blowed out. Man, that ain't the first time where I got beat. You act like y'all captured Bin Laden because I got beat. Shit, there's going to be a bunch of more I get beat.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I am, man. Shit.
Yeah. But now the thing is, if you take that ass whooping and go lay down, don't lay down.
If I get beat, I want to try to go find somebody else at the tractor race, man.
There you go. Now, you know, if you get that ass whooping and go lay down, that just makes that little pain hurt a little worse because it's stinking in that ass.
Yeah.
Try to get that shit up off of you.
You see Brian, out there?
Who?
Milo.
No, I don't see Brian Lowe out there.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, there's a bunch of fucking numbers on here, all I can tell you.
You know who I'm finna ask you about? I always ask you about it.
Arkansas?
John Doe.
What?
John Doe, where's my brother John?
they on here. I've been talking to them earlier. He was at home watching fucking Jerry Springer, so I know he's probably on here somewhere.
Who's John Doe, huh?
John Doe is John Wood.
Oh, shit. Okay. John Doe.
Look at this. These motherfuckers told me, said, I won't do nothing but goddamn book the Punisher and Chucky. I said, oh, really? Well, what about the Love and the Grand Black Car? He said, well, I'll run the Love truck. I said, you will? Yeah, if he get on one kid. I said, when you want to do it? Oh, I got to run Chucky first. Man, don't even talk if you don't.
Expose him, man.
John Wood.
You got to tell him who did
that. Huh?
He's just kidding.
John Wood.
No, that wasn't John Wood. That was from his team.
Oh, shit.
That's from his camp. He's talking about his camp did. Anytime I line up with his cam, I'm going to get my asshole blown out in 2014. I said, shit. By like 2013, I guess. 2020. Yeah, poor boy. I'm not worried about poor boy. Only Cam I might be worried about. I ain't even worried about Team Bama, Cam. That goddamn Fletcher Cox and them, they're a race now. They're Cam.
Yep.
We.
Hey.
I mean, I think we'll have some good racing going on this year.
When y'all get through, y'all better get ready. Big Ken went off on the show the other night. Big Ken say he got his second life back. He well. He said everybody didn't call and check on him. He drawing on their ass.
Well, I'm going to put this call out right now. Battlefield Motorsport, poo-poo, you still got the back tire with the puncher whenever you get ready.
Hey, hold on. You better call Big Ken now. You know that's one of the show rules. You can't talk
button.
About nobody.
Look, Big Ken can hit the one button. I know poo-poo on here. I see a goddamn number.
I'll take the
well,
back
get
up.
Him out the bush.
That motherfucker ain't going to say nothing.
Get him out the bushes. Poo-poo gonna go. Ken said they got that
man.
Motherfucker right.
Poo-poo told me the other day he did not want to run the punch. But he wanted,
got a new car.
He wanted to run Chucky head up, though, he said.
Shit, no. He can give me the back tie. We'll dance all day.
Hey, Scooby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to let you talk to him right now. I'm opening the box. 601-5918. He got some background noise. Boo-boo.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of background noise. I'm at work.
Yeah, it'd be all right right now. Scooby want to holler at you.
Hey,
go
boo-boo.
Ahead. I'm listening to y'all. Go ahead.
What's up, buddy? Hey, man, you hear I talking this shit, man?
Yeah. I told it ain't nothing I can do with the puncher, but, you know, he put the car out there. He shouldn't have put the car out there like he did, man. And I never set up that race with the Punisher. That was one of my friends doing. That wasn't my doing.
Big Ken set that race up. Me and Big Ken was in Canton, and Big Ken said, "Give him the back tie," and I said, "He got it. How much?" He said,
"Yeah, $300,000." Yeah, that's
I
what I'm telling you. I had nothing to do with that. That was somebody else. I just say, fuck it. You know, since they had already said they did that, I just say, fuck it, I'll do it. But that wasn't my doing. Now, if it's up to me, I want to run Chucky. That's what I'm telling you. So since I done got out of that, I ain't going back to that. I want to run Chucky.
All right. Well, Jim on the phone, he just said something to you.
Hey, poo-poo.
Huh?
I don't want them troubles head up now. I'll just be
all
honest
right.
with
okay,
you.
Okay,
I'll take the back tire, though.
Yeah, I mean, if we can't do it head up, there ain't nothing we can do. I'm a simple person.
What?
I mean, I ain't hard to get along with.
Okay.
Hey,
are you going to battle?
Oh, one number is hit.
Hey, poo-poo.
Yeah,
poo-poo, we may talk. We're going to talk at the battlefield, okay?
That's
hey,
cool.
I got one question to poo-poo. What you mean by I put the punch out there too much?
He was in the class. I think he won Big Ball Fight.
Man, I'm going to push the punch right back where he need to be.
Scooby, you don't want them troubles.
Okay. I'm 1-1 watching it.
Man, all you got to do is get down, Scooby.
Well,
hold
hey,
on.
You,
I know.
No,
so one.
Down. We already talking about this 1-1.
Yeah, you don't want to get down. You don't want to get down. You already talking about you ain't going to make it.
I ain't saying I wasn't going to make it. Fat Pew, I'm going to be there.
Did you not say you weren't going to make the battlefield race, or you are?
No. I say battlefield, no. Y'all ain't coming to Fat Tuesday. You just said you're going to be there all 3 days.
I said I'm going to come if the car come or not. I'm going to be there.
Oh.
Did
well,
you not hear me say?
Yeah,
if the car comes,
one
down.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen. Wherever me and the punters at, 1-1 after race. We'll just do it like that.
Okay.
Yeah, if I make it to battlefield.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. Maybe March 29th, Holly Springs, Mississippi, we can get you there.
Yeah, well, hey, Joe don't want to go up there anyway.
You might be able to get John Doe to do something with the staff.
Hey, Scooby.
Yo.
Scooby.
Yo.
How far is it to Atmore?
Atmore is about, I don't know where y'all at, Jim. It's about 2.5 hours from Hattiesburg.
Yeah, but we're about 3.5 hours from Hattiesburg or 4.
What? How far y'all is from Montgomery?
2.5.
Well, it's about an hour. It's about an hour from Montgomery, coming back my way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right off 65. You can't.
Gadget, your mic's open. 601-3356. Your mic's open.
What's happening? Hey, Big King.
Yeah.
You know I called and checked on you, man. Don't draw on me because I called and made sure you was all right, man.
Hold on one second, Scooby. Y'all go ahead and be talking. Hold on 1 minute. Yo,
Tony. Hey, Scooby, when's the performance coming down there?
They
when's Chicken them coming down that more?
They talking about something in March. We've been on Facebook going back and forth with them. They talking about something in March.
We got another hand up. Hold on. 662-9966.
Huh.
662-9996. Your mic's open.
Yeah.
Who keep calling me Wilson, man?
What's going on?
Man, not much, man. I hear school.
Go ahead.
Y'all talking about everybody?
I'm
school. School trying to go in 2014 already.
I don't know if
he's
trying to go or not.
I see you don't mention that motherfucking love truck no more if I ain't trying to go.
I'll run you with the little truck at Battlefield.
I can't promise you I'm coming to Battlefield. I can't promise
you.
Nah,
keep talking.
What you got?
Keep
you got to work?
Huh?
You got to work?
Yeah, and I took off for, but Jody said, really, we didn't know nothing about it, and we just playing fast you.
Don't let Scooby lie to you. He work on his damn road department. That motherfucker got them at home at 5 o'clock every day.
If Jody come up there, I'm coming. But really stuck on Fat Tuesday.
Well, I did talk to Jody the other night. Jody did talk about he was going to come. But he was going to try to make it.
Yeah, that like I say, we really was stuck on Fat Tuesday. And that kind of end of that. So we make him a loser.
Yeah, I talked to him that night. He asked me exactly where it was at and stuff. And I left the assassin down.
Ah, what's happening,
I? I think Charlie Big Ken, what's going on?
I don't know it. Somebody was calling for Gold Dust or one of them calls or something. What's happening?
Come on.
Hey, Big Ken.
What's up, Big?
I always holler about a punisher. I already know with a stack of break more than one car. Is it any chance something be in that stack or to stop the punisher?
Oh yeah.
There ain't.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
There ain't.
For sure.
There ain't shit out specific info with the punisher.
Huh?
There ain't shit in South Pacific info with the punisher.
Right after January, when I test this new car here, make sure everything go well. I'm gonna call you in. I'm gonna lock you in. 500 on, 2500 better with the stack with the punisher. You got me on recorded show, and I'm making sure everybody hear this. I ain't on my medicine tonight. I'm talking. clear as clear can be.
Okay, you talking? You talking clear now?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why we can't do the race we already had locked in that rained out? You scared of that
race?
The
race with football?
Yeah, you
man,
have
let
the
me go in the back because I'm walking in the house with my grandkids. I don't want to hear this noise. But y'all go ahead. I thought Poopoo was just on the farm just a minute ago.
He was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What happened there? Y'all don't want them trouble. You don't want them trouble no more.
It's the idea that if Poopoo say he'll run his car, I'm still down with the bet. I'm still down with the race. Yeah, Poopoo said here. What did Poopoo say a while ago when you were talking to him? They told me you were on the with him and
he don't want to run the punishing.
And y'all was getting when y'all get him in the back car?
Yeah, we was gonna get him in the back car.
And he said he didn't want to run that?
Yeah, he's scared.
He said he'll run a run Chucky.
He need to get it in my pocket. That's what he need to do.
Hey, I ain't no need your slick ass trying to change it. You didn't call and check on Big Ken when he was sick, so Big Ken on your ass.
Hey, I, you got my word. I'm telling you, come February the 1st, this is what I'm telling you, February the 1st, I'm locking you in with that punishment, man.
Okay. Hey, February.
This is what I'm telling you. I don't want you to pull your hood. As long as you got a 275 drag raider or a 28-inch slick on there, that's all I want, man. I ain't care what you got. As long as you got a small block in there, let's get busy.
Hey, that's all we got,
okay,
small block.
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? I want to go lock you in really today now. You pissed me off, I'll lock you in today.
Okay, Big Ken. Let me run something else by you. Gold Dust, y'all want to get down with Chucky?
Chucky with Gold Dust on Battlefield Raid?
Yeah.
Fuck it. You piss me off. Yeah. Now, I ain't even talking to one of them. Now, they may tell me, we're going to lock in at least, 200 or 300? We're locking 200 on 1,000 or better?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, y'all got that, Wilson, all y'all. If I don't run with Chucky, with Gold Dust on the Gadget and them race.
Yeah, on Gadget, right. On the first.
On the first.
Damn.
Well,
Jim,
I'm
going to
gamble with you, man.
Yeah.
What you think, Jim?
I just owe you 200.
What's that?
We're going to run Pro 3.
Lock Chucky in with Gold Dust.
Huh?
Will he let us cast first?
Say it again, you know,
we're going to come in for the first, March the 1st.
Oh, March the 1st?
Yeah, at Battlefield.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we'll lock that in, Big Ken.
Let me make sure, because I go to church early that morning. That's on a Saturday or that's a Sunday? That's Saturday?
That's on Saturday.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's cool. I'm good to go.
Hey, Big Wilson.
Yo.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard you.
Oh,
you're
still,
y'all. Y'all run a head up?
Hey, yeah, we're going to
head up, row 3,
fold the track closed, right?
Yeah,
no, we're going to run it early in the day. Let's not wait y'all night, man. Let's just, can we
I'm
do it early?
Because, you know, it's set time. What time you set, Ken?
By 7.
Dark. We'll do it before dark. Well, you pick the time. I want to be fair with you.
Okay, I got a race at 6:00 with the guys out of Georgia with the Punisher.
Okay.
And
you want to do it before six?
We can do it at whatever Jim want to do. Jim, what do you want to do?
Say we run by 5:30.
By 5:30?
Run by five.
5 o'clock.
Yeah. Did I click Antoine on? Just make sure, even if he got to work, he'll be there at that time. If Antoine ain't,
yeah,
you know, off work, you know, you then can we put it a little bit later? With that, can we put that little stip in there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
all I'm saying. The race is locked
up. Hey,
we're not
hard. This is how you get grudges off in Mississippi. All you got to do is agree on some shit, man.
Yeah, I'm going to drive the car because that's who drives the car.
So,
that's fine.
We're going to run by five. If Antoine is not there, made it out work yet, we just go move it to until when he get there, then we'll do the race.
$200,000.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. Big
that's
Ken.
Fine. That's fine. I'll do that, man. Shit, I'm doing
something freaky this year. Anything else, man? I got one more question for you. You want to run the Lug against Poo Poo's car?
Man, Poo Poo was on here. I hate to speak on, you know, speak for his car with. Is he still on the phone? You see, still sitting on the.
Poo Poo, you still on the phone? He said he was at work.
Hey, look that love up. I run that love.
You'll run the love? Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you do? 200 on, 200 on 1,000?
Yeah, that's fine.
Scooby, your mic
about
is open.
By what
okay.
Time, Poo Poo? What time y'all want to do that, Isaac Poo Poo?
They got a race at whatever we want to do.
At 5, and they got a race at 6 o'clock, Poo Poo.
That's
7
fine.
O'clock.
Whatever.
7 o'clock.
That's fine. Fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Did Poo Poo click on?
Yeah, I'm on it, Ken.
Yeah,
so
that's ain't
about Poo-poo. 7 o'clock, Poo Poo.
Will you run the love truck, Poo Poo?
Yeah, tell him to lock it up. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Poo Poo run the love truck. Man, I just didn't see.
So I'm just trying to understand the big data of the race. So, Poo Poo, we got 200,000. About 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your car gets the little truck. Okay.
Yeah.
Hit up, we flip for lane, right? That's
yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We flip for lane.
How much y'all lock up, Poo Poo?
With 200
on
the thousand. Yeah, that's fine. If it be more than 1,000, we'll raise it up then. We just, you know, somebody gonna get fucked up for Valentine or not, you know. We have to make sure y'all still got a little money for Valentine's Day or something. You know what I mean?
Look at here. Valentine's going to be over with by then.
Yeah, but, you know, y'all may go all out, though. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to say what people want to run for too much money. That's why we can't get the race off. That's why we're
right,
locked up this hill.
Look,
and carry it up.
I
can always carry it up.
So I told
you. He don't want y'all to shortcut them women for Valentine trying to get that money right. Go on and just get your Valentine gifts out the way and you ought to have a little thing left over.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I want all that your girlfriend don't get. All your girlfriend don't get, or your boyfriend. I need all that.
Well, I told these guys today on the phone, there's 3 camps I'm going to run through, and I'm starting with y'all.
March 29th,
I'm
going to
Four Boys Camp.
Right, you done messed around here. Man, you done messed around here. I ain't took my medicine. Goddamn. Guess what?
I like y'all style, kid. I told y'all I'm going to go.
I'm locking up crazy, man. Y'all get a pen. Write this down, because I ain't going to remember all this now.
Yeah, we got to remember. I got Big Wilson on the job.
Okay. Hey, Wilson.
Yo.
I'm going to run the Punisher with Gold Dust.
With Gold Dust?
Hold on. Say again, Ken.
I'm going to take Gold Dust.
Uh-huh.
And run the Punisher. I'm going to lock up 200 on 1,000. You got me to this point. All I want you to do is just let me knock the dust off. Tired on Goldust. I'm gonna lock that up too. I'm just, man. I want to see if y'all really trying to race now, huh?
Hey, you hear this, kid? Hold on. I'm finna send your medication overnight. Let me find it. I got it right here.
You, well, Big Will. Big Will, can you run that back by me?
He said, he wanna lock up 200 on 1,000 with gold dust and hit the Punisher. All he wanna do is knock the dust off the tire for Battlefield.
You give me our lane, what you call? Cause you, if you let me knock the dust, I can't complain about the lane. You choose the lane.
You want the break, in other words, that's what you're saying.
Well, some people call it a break. Some people call it knocking the dust out of the path. I just want to get out of your way because I know I can't 60 with the Punisher. But I just want to try some. It ain't but 1,000, you know.
Yeah. I tell you what, try this. I give you the back tire. It ain't but 1,000. I give you the back tire.
If Poopoo won't take it with his car, you know we can't take it with one car. We ain't got but one system on that little car. I was at least trying to give you a race. Since nobody else would give you a race with the Punisher, I was trying to give
you
a race, you know, with both of your cars.
You said you wanted to race with the Punisher that day, but I didn't know you want the hit.
No, I'm talking about with Gold Dust now, with Gold Dust.
Okay.
If I got the other car tested, I'm going to run you, you know, head up with the other car, with the 28.
Okay, the black one.
Huh?
The black car?
Nah, this car may be, you know, I'm a red person.
Oh, okay. Well, I only need one more motherfucker from y'all account. That's Chris Denson, whatever y'all want to do with that one.
I don't know what Chris doing with his car, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak on his car without him on the phone. Now, I can try to click over and get Chris on there, but now, I did that once before, and something happened to Chris' car, and Chris locked up the race, and the boy came to me for the money. You see what I'm saying? So I wrote for Chris to speak on his car. That way, I'm only be held liable for the two racing with the gold car if y'all do it.
Yeah.
Did you say you would do it, Al, with the gold car?
Wait, no.
Okay. I just asked. How many kids you got on that Punisher, man? How many kids you got on that Punisher? You got one or two? You still there, Al?
I can't hear you. What'd you say now?
I said, how many kids you got on the Punisher? One or two?
He said, how many systems on the Punisher, Al?
I told you I got multiples. I got more than one.
You got more than one.
Yeah.
So if I get there that day, and I tell you to give me the back tire, and you get on 1-1, would you do it?
Depends on how good that. I say I got another great race with the Punisher anyway. Them guys out of Georgia are going to come and run in. So. It ain't no big deal. I got a race down there for every one of our cars now down there.
Okay, well, I'm saying if you don't do that race in Georgia, I'm saying if I get by you with the first race with Chucky, I just tell you to keep the money up, and, you know, we try that with the Punisher. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not worried about you trying to get away from Chucky no way.
Huh?
I ain't worried about you getting by Chucky no way.
Okay. I mean, you know, man, I try anything one time. So that little money there, shit.
You're right. But I put it this way. If I'm gonna race the gold, the Punisher, win or lose the Chucky car, we're gonna do them. But I'm not giving you no break. I ain't gonna give you no break.
I tell you what, I'll take the back tie from the lure. Now you don't piss me off now.
Why would I give you the back tire with the love when y'all said y'all could beat it head up?
Yeah, but we, you know, Hey, we were just trying you on that slick track up there and you know where we were that day. We know we was gambling that day. We know we was gambling. We were hoping y'all can get on the track. But y'all got on the track, so.
Yeah.
That's
y'all won, so we can't talk about it, you know what I'm saying? We got a little background noise. I don't know where it's coming from. I got a lot of mics open.
Yeah, I heard it. I didn't know what it was either. But
2014, like, it's been start off with a good year, man, for real.
Yeah.
Who got that background?
I don't know who got that background, though. I hear it, though.
I don't know. I got a lot of mics open now.
They got it out, man.
Yeah. Hold on.
We over here. They got it out.
I'm on mute, so it ain't none of me now.
312-0684, your mic's open.
What's going on, guys? This is Big Larry out of Chicago, man. Thought I'd call in and check in with you, man. How you feeling? It's a new year.
I'm going all right, Big Larry. I'm doing all right. We're trying to get all these grudges going on for this damn pre-Mardi Gras shootout going on down
here. Yes, sir. I was sitting back listening to the program. I've been seeing a couple of times, but since it's 2014 aside, I thought I'd come in and kind of celebrate it with you a little bit because I'm looking for something real good this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm always looking for something real good.
Yes, sir. So I'm just sitting back, relaxing, listening to the program and letting them lock their races in, which that's what it'd be about, you know. So I'm going to get right on back to here on finish listening to the program, but I had to come in and pay my dues.
Okay, all right, Big Larry. Thanks for coming on and listening to the Grudge Inc. Small Block Mafia Show.
All righty, and thank you, too.
All right, put your phone on mute, and you can just chime in whenever you want to. I'm going to put your mic on.
All right, sounds good to me.
All right. Big Ken.
Yeah, I'm still here.
What other plans y'all got in the making for 2014, sir?
Well, we just going to... I didn't know that we didn't get, you know, they was telling me about y'all was doing the nomination for Good Car for the Year and Good Racing and stuff for the Year on your show. And see, this, you know, this is my first time, you know, getting on your show. And I didn't know that. And they was telling me about that people was polling in, you know, giving their vote and stuff.
Right.
Well, this year we're going to try to be more aggressive with the races that we pick with the cars because, you know, everybody know we try to go to all the local guy little tracks around here and race at their tracks with Gold Dust. We got the new car coming out that we're going to, you know, try to bring to some of the tracks, man. We're going to try to be real competitive around here in Mississippi. We're going to step outside Mississippi this year with the cars. A couple guys here in Mississippi that we're going to try to team up. And, you know, we'll race amongst ourselves in Mississippi. But if we go out, we're going to do like the Georgia boy. We're going to stick together, man, and try to represent the state of Mississippi this year, son. Because, you know, when they come here, they can be mad at each other in their state. But they come to Mississippi to try to kill us and make us look like we is, you know, I wouldn't say nobody, but we slow. So we're trying to get together and be more organized in Mississippi, man, and support everybody, try to support everybody's shows around here that the people that is promoting that we can, you know, everybody can get a piece of the pie this year. That's our plan with the cars that we're going to be fooling with, you know, Poo Poo and Gold Dust and the other car and, you know, Gadget, that we had spoke to Gadget in reference to it, and, you know, that's our plan that we had talked about.
Yeah. Can you tell all the listeners about what your camp did for all the people for Christmas?
Yeah, well, a group of guys here in in Mississippi, and we had a couple people outside outside Mississippi, like truck driver, donated, and Trey Warren donated some clothes and some money and stuff. What we did, we fed the homeless for Thanksgiving at the Stew Pot here in Jackson. A lot of the Mississippi racers came out. Fletcher Cox, that played with the Philadelphia Eagles, he came out for November and came to the event, and he supported us with that, what we was doing, Gadget, Small Time Racing. They did the bucket of cooking on the turkey necks the first time, poo-poo. It's just a lot of people, man. You know, all the races and within the little Mississippi region, the Jackson region, came together. We all, because I don't want to miss anybody, but all of us came together to chip in to do something nice for the homeless people. We gave them socks and stuff like that. We fed them in November, and on the 22nd, we came back, and we did. We gave people donated clothes. We gave them clothes. We fed them breakfast again, and we fed them lunch again. And so what we had said, with Gold Dust Camp, and we had ran, you know, we had told the other, we're going to try not just to do it twice a year. If God see fit for us, we said we're going to do it every 3 months. So we're going to do them and go out, put, you know, put the pot on with turkey necks and stuff and cook for the homeless, like on a Saturday or a Sunday or something before we go to the race, because they have to be in the shelter. We're going to try to give back more to the less fortunate people, man, here in Mississippi. And if, you know, people that's listening in your town, if you ask us to contribute or help out, you know, I don't think none of the guys have no problem. What we said we were going to do this year is when we go out and race the cars, if we win, we're going to take a percentage and put back to do those events. If somebody been in the pot, if you don't want to give 10% of your pot towards doing something positive for the less fortunate people, then we're going to try to cover our own pots. Well, we used to just let people get in the pot and, you know, bet their money. We have no control of what people do on the side. But we're saying the people that we run with, that we're sticking together, we're trying to do something positive, man. We're trying to come together in Mississippi and do something positive this year. You know, most of the guys, they down for it.
Y'all got a really good thing going on down there, Big Ken. Hands down to y'all.
We're trying, man. We're really trying. You know, I tell people that, you know, it's bad. When I got sick, God put it on my heart, and the guys came in. They helped me. They helped me tremendously with the project. That's why I said it wasn't all about me. It was all about all the guys that came in, because everybody pitched in and did their part. And, I say on national air, I appreciate prayers, the thoughts, the one who wanted to give and couldn't give, that everything turned out successful. You know, I just thank everybody, man. That's from all the guys here in Mississippi. If you can hear the sound of my voice, we really appreciate what people did, man. They did a lot, because we had people out of state to send clothes in. And you can, you know, Gadget were there, Poo Poo were there. You know, I'm just calling some people's names that was on the phone. Those people really appreciate the clothes that people donated, man. You know, people sent some nice clothes, some real nice clothes in. They really did. And we had a lot of vendors to donate food to us for Christmas, because we had more time to organize this thing. And now, as we do it, you know, we're talking to some of the larger companies, and they said that they would be glad to help out. So, you know, when you're doing something positive, man, God will put people in your path to help you. So it won't be so much expense out of our pocket, because a lot of these companies have so much stuff they have to give away anyway to write off on their taxes, you know. As long as it's for a non-profit organization, they don't have no problem donating.
Yeah.
So it's something good, man. And we're trying to inspire other guys in other states and other cities to do something for your less fortunate people, man. And we all stick together. If we stick together, we can make this work. You know, everybody can look good. Not just only the Mississippi races, all the races, man. we all is able to give something back. You know, if it ain't never some old clothes in our closet, shoes, your trash to you may be somebody else's treasure because, you know, some people don't have shoes and stuff like that when we out there at those cookouts. And I ain't going to take up the show, you know, but, you know, it just, it touched me, man, to do that for people.
Thing, I seen it on Facebook and stuff, and I thought that was really nice of y'all guys to do that. I mean, it is holiday time and stuff. I'll let you put it out there on the air.
Yeah, it was real nice, man. It real nice.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, man. Big B, all them dudes, man. They're a lot. Like I said, a lot of guys that I can't call, but a lot of guys contribute. A lot of races contribute. Everybody, man. That's why I say, guys in Mississippi, the guys over the other states, you know, that want to contribute, they called and they was praying that everything was successful. And that day, you know, just show you how God works all the time because that day that we had chose, it was 100% chance of rain in the forecast. And God cleared the rain up that it didn't rain any. So after we had fed everybody and passed out all the clothes and stuff. So, you know, man, it's the idea that we gave something back, man. We was able to get something back. And I appreciate what he did for us. You know, I really do, man.
Good days,
Zach. That's our plan in 2014 is try to feed the homeless at least four times a year. You know, we may do it more, but at least, you know, every quarter we're going to try to do it, and we're going to do it in December and November. We're going to do it definitely those months, but every 3 months.
Right.
Right. Hey, Mr. Cox had asked that we go ahead and do it. Uh-huh.
Big Ken, tell everybody, if you wouldn't mind, if you're going to try to do this four times a year, where some of these race teams in Mississippi, if we want to donate, where can we send some money?
If you want to donate to the event, I can give you, you know, I can tell you some of the main key players that you know, everybody is familiar with, that you can – you can send it to me. You can send it to Gadget. Everybody know Big B here in Jackson. You know, any of these guys that I'm calling, anybody in the Gold Dust crew, all these guys, man, I have faith in all these guys. Bye-bye, baby. Okay, baby. I have faith in all these guys. I can give you, you know, number to all these guys. That we will put the money up, and if you need somebody to write a receipt saying that you donate this, you want to write it off on your taxes because it is taxable deductible, that's no problem. I have no problem putting my name on the receipt saying that you donated that money.
Well, that's,
I can give you my number.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I can give you my number. I'll give you my address if you want to send clothes. You know, since I kind of hated a lot of it, time, a lot of people say, well, Ken, just, you know, we'll send the clothes to you. And you'll be amazed, man. I had four pickup loads of clothes to go to the battered women's shelter, the men, like Gateway, Broomfield, and the Stew Pot. That's three of the men's shelters. People sell women clothes, men clothes, and kids clothes. So any clothes that you send with those four places of the less fortunate people, you'd be amazed at how many kids out here that stay with the women's shelter that need clothes and stuff. So, you know, any one of the shows, I think I know my number. If I ain't on the show,
yeah.
Dog know my number, BET know my number, Pro Stock Joe know my number, any of the Grudge Inc. guys on any of the show, 90% of them know me, Gadget, or Big Clark, or some of our numbers. If you want to send some, donate some, however you want to do it, you know, somebody will get in contact with us. But we're trying to form.
You know me, Ken. You know me. You may not know my voice, but you know me when you see me. It's Jim.
Okay. What we're trying to form, man, is just, we call it the Mississippi Racers, and we're going to try to do the paperwork You know, I do taxes and stuff. I try to do the paperwork where we can get a 501c number, which is a tax-exempt number, that we'll have our own little organization, and that's what we'll do so we can give that to people who want to write this off on their taxes and stuff. That's my goal for 2014, to go ahead and get it organized and try to go ahead and do that. We talked about it, but we're going to go ahead and try to follow through with it. You know what I'm saying? That way we do something positive, man. We always, you know, right. Racing is good, but it's good to do something positive and have fun, too. So that's the whole 9 yards, man, that the guys that I run with that I know, that's what we're trying to do this year. And, you know, we just appreciate all the support and the radio advertising that Grudge Inc. and all these other radio shows let us do and talk about it when we have an event, you know. Man, just a lot of time your prayers go a long ways. You just be amazed.
All right, Ken. Well, we sure thank you, man. And I'm pretty tight with Gadget, and I will talk with Gadget on that deal there. And we sure appreciate it.
Okay, man. Anytime, man. Anytime. Like I said, our next thing we're going to try to do it is in March, right after we do, you know, Gadget and have their show or something. We'll probably pick a weekend where, you know, it's kind of downtime right here for us guys and go out to the park and cook out for the guys. Go to one of these ships and cook out for them. That's what we pretty much do.
All right.
Okay, man.
That's a blessing, man. That's a blessing. Hey, was that Big Larry that came on us?
That was who?
Was that Big Larry that came on from Chicago?
Yeah, he came on a while ago. Well, guys, we did get a lot accomplished tonight, that's for sure. We got, what, 2 more lock-ins for the free Mardi Gras race?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty damn good right there. Pretty damn good. I told them guys today, I said, I got 3 camps that I'm going to run through in 2014. The Gold Dust Nim camp is one. Fucking Poor Boy Racing camp is another one. And Team Bama, y'all's ass is mine in April.
Hey, don't mess around and let Gold Dust camp go through you now. We know to go through motherfucking like X-Lag now.
What thing about it? We know we gonna try now. We know we gonna try.
Hey, one thing about it, man, that's what I like about you, man. You race, you're not no humbug type of guy. If you win, you win. You lose, you lose, man. And that's the way racing should be, man. As long as somebody gets a loss, as good as a win.
You don't get out there, get personal with you. I'm not that kind of guy. I like to race, man. If it takes all that personal level to race you, I just soon not even fuck with you.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's real talk, man. As long as we all can go out here and have fun and stuff, that's the best way it is, man. And you know what?
Hey,
we keep it like that there.
Some grudges this year, man. Mississippi gonna have some goddamn grudges this year.
That's right. And BET said, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we gotta get old BET on board with this shit. I know he gonna goddamn be down there at the free Mardi Gras race. I'm gonna show out in front of that camera. I'm gonna show out in front of the BET. He gonna have to put some shit up.
I'm trying to gap you with the punches, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, little man.
Are you driving?
Nah, I ain't gonna drive the punisher.
Not the punisher, I'm sorry. Chucky, you driving Chucky's car this year?
Man, I'm gonna beat the piss off of Antoine's ass.
Huh?
I'm gonna beat the brakes off of Antoine's ass on that tree, man.
You may pull off, but you won't stay there. We're going to tap you on the show. Hey, where you going, buddy? Yeah, where you going there, buddy?
Yeah.
601-6733. What's going on, man?
I can hear y'all talking about the Punch. Do y'all take walk-ins? Do y'all take walk-ins, too?
Walk-ins? What's that mean, dog, man?
We got a Mustang that we want to walk in and get on y'all head with.
Is it a small block on 28th?
Small block on 28th.
Yeah, we'll take walk-ins.
Okay, I'm going to let Junebug know. I see what he told me to get him on the phone when I get you back on the phone.
That's the same shit you told me about poo-poo, and I offered him the back tire, and he still won't move.
I tell you what, give my Junebug the back tire. I get him on the phone. He'll lock that in right now.
I ain't gonna give everybody no back tire, especially ain't giving no ghost guard a back tire.
It's a little 28,000 Mustang.
Hey, I tell you what, I would lock that race in if you lock the love in with your either one of your trucks.
Hey,
Huh?
I'm just got back from getting power up for my white truck, and I know that truck, it ain't gonna be ready. I got a long way to go. I just got back from getting some
power
for that truck. I know it ain't gonna be ready that fast.
I said either one of your. You said you got three trucks. I said either one of them.
Hey, it's a guy there called me earlier today. He want to buy one. I'm down to two now.
Okay, well you down to two. That means one still ain't got parts on it. So you down to one. So what you want to do?
I'm gonna lock in. I'm gonna lock in with that Mustang.
I want to lock you in with the Punisher with that ghost car if you'll lock the love in with either one of your trucks.
Well, I told you I'm running a little truck. I don't know. I ain't
going to
just say
that.
We call it a
walk-in raid then. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to give you the race that you want if you give me the race I want.
I'm talking about, well, we just do a walk-in because I ain't going to lock up. For them, I don't know how the truck running or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be running. If it be running, that's not real good, but it may not be running.
Hey, dog back. Somebody just texted me and said, how long does it take to put a fuel line on?
I ain't talking about that truck. I'm not going to run that. I'm not going to run that load with that truck. I'm running the load with the white truck. I want to run a little with the backhead truck, the ladder box truck, whatever y'all call.
Mr. High C?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you're going to do like you did last time, we can lock it up, though. You aren't going to do like we did last time, we'll lock it up now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to run you at Battlefield March the 1st. And I want to run your ghost car down there. As long as that bitch is a small block on 28th, I'm going to run it.
A small block on 28th, too?
Uh-oh. 205-0272.
Somebody on speakerphone.
Bob, take us off speakerphone.
All right, hang on a second. Let me turn it off.
Hey, Flop, you got to take us off speakerphone. You echo in the show. I'm going to open your mic back up. And the man with the photo shirt, hit the one button. 205-0217.
Hi.
Yeah. Who is it, JT?
Come here. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you on the show.
Oh, I am?
Well,
we listened to it over the radio and it just started making noises.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you wanted to say something. We got a guy wanting to run the Punisher. He got a small block on 28th.
Hell, that's hell to get down.
What did you say, Flop?
I said, hell, that's fine. Let's get down.
I told him only way I'm gonna run that car if he take one of his trucks and run the love truck.
That sounds fair enough.
Now what you wanna do, Don, man, you heard a man with the Punisher right there. Now what you wanna do?
Can we do the same rate we did last time?
No, we're not giving you no fucking break, Don Mac.
I'm going to run that little truck.
You ain't going to run the little truck. You ain't going to run Chucky, and you ain't going to run the Punisher. Go on and tell it on radio, Don Mac.
I already don't talk about that.
Yeah.
We said we were going to raid for the man shot the crack. Now we were going to raid the last time we was at the crack.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to get on here and say you want a rematch.
I don't want a rematch like we gave you last time. Fuck you.
If I don't have that white truck fit, whenever I see y'all,
do it now.
If I don't have that white truck ready, I'm
going to
run you with the
baby
truck.
Oh, okay. Somebody done hit the one button, got a block number. Hold on. Well, that's how much fell off.
Nah, but the other dude I tell you about talking to you about the other day, he said he would like to cry that car. He said, like, everybody talking about how bad it is, he like to cry a fast car.
Who was you talking about?
Junebug, he got Mustang too. He think he got the fastest Mustang on South Suspension. And then I told him, y'all think y'all got it. He said he would like to cry y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, John, this is Roland. Hey, this is Roland, man. Do me and you have a race? If I'm ready, do me and you have a race for Battlefield?
Well, I don't know. I have to wait and see because I'm going to be running, what's it called, down there. We have to wait and see what when we get there.
All right.
Because we already promised Jim a race when we see him.
Well, if everything go all right, we all be there. I mean, I'm supposed to be racing Jim them too, so, I mean, you know.
Well, I'm going to have my go-kart. I know we can run you with the go-kart. So we ain't got no race out of it.
I mean, I don't know the go-kart. I can't lock up or say I'm going to race something that
I don't know. I'm talking about, we ain't got y'all lock up. We always ask y'all, do y'all take walk-in? You ain't got to lock up and die. We'll walk up to y'all and tell y'all, hey, man, this is the car we want to race.
Yeah.
It's a top suspension Mustang. We're 28
times. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. I just don't, you know, when we get to the track, if I see the car, if I think I can beat it, yeah, I race. Ain't no problem.
Okay. I think I can get by that tan truck, man.
I could be wrong.
Well, I'm hoping I hear you don't.
Well, I like the shiny motherfucker too. That's all they got. So my money, I need to get back.
Hey man, you gonna try that thing with Chucky? You don't wanna beat me? You gonna beat me clean out of business? No, you gonna run me with Chucky? What else you want?
Man, you done beat me with three goddamn trucks, three different cars. I done brought that shit in. Now you're scared that one ain't goddamn locked in. I'm gonna lock a ghost car in.
I ain't made the trip yet.
How many times I got beat you before you realize I'm bad?
You ain't bad. Oh, go ahead and tell everybody on the damn talk show what's your title now. What's your title? Mississippi what?
Most Wanted.
Nah. Mississippi what? What did you win this year?
Oh, Girl Race of the Year.
How many years is this in a row?
It'll be three, maybe four.
Well, I'll put it this way. You ain't winning this year, goddammit.
I'm going to be just like you.
Just like me?
I beat you three times, right?
Yeah, you beat me three times, but I'm still hollering. I want some more.
Okay, then that's where okay, well, look, well, I'm still on the same thing. I want to do it again. I ain't going to quit because I did it three times. I ain't going to quit because I did two or one for three and four.
Yeah. Yeah,
You fucked me up. You done fucked me up the last two fucking years.
We're going to make a trip now, though.
I wish I would. I swear I want some competition.
You're coming. Hold on. We got another head, though. Hold on. 678-1445.
What's up,
guys? What's going on?
It's Chick.
What's going on, Chick?
Not much, not much. Where that Scooby at?
He on here, I think. Then he fell off. Let me see.
Tell me, W on me right here for two of us.
Yeah, no, Scooby on here. Scooby.
Yeah.
You gotta holler at you.
Who that?
Scooby. You
What's
know
up?
Who this is, Scooby.
Oh, God.
It's your daddy.
What's up, Chicken Sandwich? I mean, Chicken Lil.
Scooby.
What, Chick?
I can't wait to see you, Scooby. I'm gonna run dead slap over that truck.
Chick. Okay, Chick.
You got that truck ready?
It ain't gonna be ready Fat Tuesday.
It ain't.
I say it's gonna be ready Fat Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We coming over there. We gonna run through eyes. We'll run through you, too.
Yeah. I'm gonna, yeah. We already talked about that, Chick. Ain't no need of you carrying that on. Y'all bringing
that
purple car, too?
No, it ain't going to be. We're going to do something different. We're going to delete that program.
Hey, Chick, them four cars y'all got, them four cars y'all got on that picture on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Them three Mustangs, all them small blocks.
All them small blocks.
I'm going to fuck all of them up on one.
You want me to bring all of them?
All of them. I'm going to bring that Malibu on one.
I ain't asked you about the Malibu. I said, do you want to bring
Listen,
a Mustang?
Man, I'm going to fuck all four of them cars up y'all got on that picture. Y'all, one to one. From Jolly Rancher on down. I told you that on Facebook. You think you got some soft, Chick.
I do. You, Scooby. You soft.
Hey,
I done told you.
Listen,
you soft.
Listen.
I done told you.
I got a stock picture. Big block on 28th. We'll gap that motherfucking Malibu.
Well, I ain't got you might will, but I tell
damn.
You what, I'm gonna take
one.
I'm gonna take one. Who? Me? No,
you,
I say you might will, but I'm gonna take one Mustang and make you call a Red Rock all motherfucking day. You ain't gonna say nothing else to it. No more. Stupid.
Look,
nothing.
I'm
telling you now.
Listen, that's why I'm gonna knock them others off and then flip Jolly Rancher car. If I fuck you up first, they ain't gonna come.
I'm gonna fuck you up with all three of them. I'm gonna lock you in. I'll come through the gate and lock you in with all three of them.
Okay.
Ain't I'm no such thing as flip one off.
All them cars, small block on 28th, I'm gonna fuck them up one by one. One key to one key.
Okay.
You got
Scooby.
That problem.
Okay.
Unless you just,
okay.
But now,
hey, eyes, you hear them, don't you, eyes? Eyes, I bet that motherfucker get over there and get the smiling and grinning and say, nah, Chick, I don't want no more trouble.
Chick,
I'm gonna fuck you up over there, Scooby. Alright, I'm telling
Listen,
you now.
If I blow Jolly Rancher ass out in the door one to one, you'll just pay me $500 for each other cause you can't beat me with.
Scooby, you ain't gonna do that, Scooby. That's what I'm telling you. That's too much for you anyway.
Okay.
I'm telling you ahead of time.
I'm trying to
forewarn you, little weak ass over there. I'm trying
man,
to forewarn
you.
Man,
you think I'm real soft.
Jolly Rancher gonna fuck you up now, I'm telling you.
Man,
ask eyes how bad Jolly Rancher is.
The same motherfucking eyes gonna run y'all with, I'm gonna run eyes too.
All right. Okay. I tell you what, then.
Hey, you motherfuckers better hope I don't come up with a Mustang by 9 Fat Tees I can put my motor in.
I don't. If you come up with a Mustang with a small block in it, I'm gonna gap you. I'm gonna bet on the gap then. I know you don't know what you're doing with no Mustang.
Okay. You right.
Your best bet is to keep your motherfucking truck. I'm fuck you up.
Well,
over there,
hey, I'm gonna have your motherfucking head hanging down. You think I'm real soft?
Okay. You're a soft. I can tell you soft. I'm telling the word world, you soft. Scooby soft. I'm going to fuck Scooby up.
You know what,
though?
You know what?
Soft and weak. You soft and weak, motherfucker.
You know how soft you is, Chick? You soft as medicated cotton.
You right. You might be right. But I'm going to fuck you up when we get in that water box. I bet you that.
Chick,
Well, your leg going. I just want to see the look on your face when I pull out from under your head.
Scoot, I'm going to smile when I come through the gate, and I'm going to smile when I leave. Same motherfucking way. I ain't got but one face. I ain't got but one face.
Hey,
and I'm smiling talking about what I'm going to do to you now. Fuck you up, Scoot. Scooby,
okay.
You ain't got a chance.
Scooby, it's going to be a long haul.
I ain't got more chance than you got.
It's going to be a long ride.
Chance than you got, Scooby.
What'd you say, I?
It's going to be a long ride for Chick back home.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
I might take two or three more. I might take the rest of the week off over there. I'm going to be vacating on Scooby,
hey.
And whoever else sit like me. I'm going to fuck them up. Anybody on the phone sit like me, fuck them up too.
Six o'clock. I fuck him up too.
I don't bother none of y'all weak motherfuckers
hey.
On here.
Hey, I got football, man. I got football.
Oh, yeah. You better keep them on, dude. You better hope they glued on that motherfucker. You take them off, your grass you got on 28.
I got that ghost car done, man. Oh, you got Willa Bob on it, too?
Oh, you letting folks run Willa Bob, too?
You just heard what I just told him. He better hold them off a glued on.
If he ain't got a Willy Ball, he can get me.
I'll bring a car with Willy Ball.
You better not bring no small block with no Willy Ball on 29.
I'll bring a car with Willy Ball. I ain't got no Willy Ball car. I don't need no damn helpers. I know how to tune and get out of track without Willy Ball.
Listen, the one you talking about. Is it a small block with them Willy balls on it?
Yeah,
I'll bring a car with Willy balls on
it. Hey,
I know you better get your little narrow ass in line.
You know what my wife tells me every night I come in the house? My wife tells me,
Don't take them Willy balls off, you say. You say with them Willy balls on. That's what she tells you.
My wife
says
she loves Don Mac. That's right, she can Willy balls on there.
There you go. See? But you better act like Don Mac, and you better get your safety valve to get out of this shit you in. Find your safety valve.
Man, listen, man. You got 4 weeks.
You better find your safety valve.
Chick, you got 4 calls posted on that picture. 3 of them motherfuckers got to be real weak. Tolerate to the bad one. I ain't worried about
that. You pick which one you want to run.
I'm going to run all 4 of them. I just told you that.
All right, dude. That's all I needed to know right there. When I fuck you up with the first one, you ain't going to want now another one of the other ones.
Hey, see, you must going to break Jolly Rancher first, and that ain't going to happen.
No. I'm going to gap you. I'll gap you in all 3 of them.
Okay, bet that.
I will gap you in all with 3 of them.
You already said that. I said bet that.
I will gap you with 3 of them.
Yeah, you talking about what you do? You ain't trying to bet that.
You ain't gonna want no more after I fuck you with one of them. I don't know why you trying to pick. All the 3 you see, only thing different about them is color. That's the only thing different about them.
When I beat that motherfucking Jolly, I'm a nobody. When I beat that motherfucking Jolly Rancher car, I'm gonna raise the price showing up.
That's just because you gonna heard about Jolly Rancher. You just ain't seen the other 2 motherfuckers. That's all that is.
Man,
you just gonna heard about Jolly Rancher.
Listen, why are you banging up with that Malibu?
Jay, which car are you talking about?
Because I don't buy the Malibu. I'm talking about Candy Factory and the blue car.
Oh.
Yep.
All three Mustangs, all in the same.
Hey,
pick Chick. Which one you want to pick.
I want all 3 of them. I'm going to run all 3 of them.
Okay, I'm going to see if you're going to lock that shit in when we get over there.
All right. I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Hey, you talking about the blue car y'all ran Wildcat with at the beach?
Yep, the blue car and Candy Factory.
Yeah, I know it was Candy Factory.
Chick, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
And that invitation is just for, you say, let me make sure I got you right. It's 007.
I'm going to be on 28 on small block. I'm going to be on 28 on small block.
It can either be on 275 or 28, right?
Listen, Ken, I'm going to say it one time. 28 small block. I ain't saying nothing about no 275. 28 small block.
Okay.
All
right. I hear you, dude. Long as y'all small block.
I be what that track name I'm gonna be at? Battlefield. That's where I'm gonna be at. March
1st. That's a bet. You know, that's a bet.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for plenty of action. I'm a long way from home.
I see you, buddy. I like your style, Chief.
That's going to be a rough ride for you you know
how I am, Ken. Ken know
how I
am.
You know I know you, Ken. I know you.
Hey, Ken, I'm going to fuck that Scooby up. Scooby going to holler Red Rock. Scooby don't know. He don't know what he is for. He just don't know.
Hey, Ken. He really think I'm a pushover. That's what I want to think.
Scooby,
I'm on my game for the
right.
Man.
You're right. I don't think you're no pushover. I'm just going to fuck you up, that's all. You ain't no pushover,
yeah.
Though. I'm going to fuck you
That's what you supposed to do. 2014, I'm going to be on my game. All that shit up and down and all that. 2014, bring it the same, baby.
Look, I'm going to lock you in before I run eyes, though, because I don't want you to see nothing that you're going to fold up for. Oh, my truck ain't right. I don't want to hear that shit. I'm going to lock you ass in. Before I make any pass in Battlefield, I'm locking every motherfucker in.
Oh, man, you going to Fat Tuesday. I can't promise I'm coming to Battlefield like I told you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't get over there. That's right.
Slow your little hot ass down. If there's another player left on the battlefield, I'm going to be waiting on
him. You're right. I'm more than likely, I'll be in Fat Tuesday, too.
Yeah.
Scooby's just talking, Chick. Don't worry about it, Scooby. Yeah. Hang on. Yeah.
All right. y'all just break the furnace over there with you, too.
Hell, you get your ass where everybody going to be at on the first.
That's right. Yeah. Look at it. Why you can't be there?
we had already planned Fat Tuesday before we even knew about Battlefield.
Look, the man work on the highway shit. He worked Monday through Friday, got a government job. He at home by 5:30 every day.
Man,
he can get
some motherfucking folks ain't gonna miss you on the first on the March the 1st. Tell them you're going to take off, motherfucker. They ain't going to miss your weak ass.
Listen, if Jody say we're going up there, we're coming up there. Jody
said y'all were coming now when I talked to him.
Hey, if Jody say we're coming, I'll be there. But I know we coming the fourth,
Hey, you ain't going to do nothing even if you have to wear a goddamn ride around on Facebook all day. Hell.
Okay, well, lock that love in. With your
Facebook all day.
Lock that love in, with your weak ass, since you want to get cocky.
Hold on. I just try to lock you in. Want to go with the love? You said no, so I locked somebody else in with the love.
Lock me in with love.
Anybody on this phone? Tell Scooby, I told him if he want to get down at Battlefield, I would lock him in with the love.
Man, you already know I ain't saying I'm going to be at Battlefield. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, Fat Tuesday. Matter of fact, lock the love and Chucky in for Fat Tuesday. You say you're going to be there for 3 days.
We got to get through March 1st first.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know where I'll be at. You want me, Fat Tuesday.
I'm swinging blows, goddamn, on March 1st.
Yeah. Don't draw back a nub swinging that. You saw that dude in that UFC swung that kick and draw back fucked up, didn't he?
Hey, by 6 o'clock, goddamn, March the 1st, they're going to be hollering the goddamn small block champion. That's what they're going to be hollering.
Man, them weak motherfucking small blocks you got.
Yeah, you got a weak motherfucker, hell.
I made you back up with that love. Your ass paid the punk out and didn't want them troubles no more. Never miss you. So I
hold on. We popped the motor now. If you're going to tell it right, tell the whole truth. But who the fuck backed out that locked you in with the other car? You did.
We weren't locked in. I wasn't finna run that motherfucker crashing left and right. You ain't got to find me now. You got me.
6012.
Uh-oh. Somebody trying to call 601 number.
I call her for help.
I ain't got no help down that way. Fuck. I'm going to fuck all the 601 number motherfuckers up.
Hey, T.
Yeah, hey, yeah, I'm here, Spoon. Yeah.
Where that motherfucker, what his name, Anthony, Antoine, whatever name with the Malibu?
Yeah. Let me see if I can call.
Hey, somebody asked when was y'all trying to come to Atmo. I told them around March y'all was talking about it, huh?
We were trying to come this weekend.
Oh.
Hey, don't Atmo run on Sunday?
Yeah.
You gonna be ready this weekend, Scooby? I'll try you this weekend, Scooby.
I know you will. I ain't ready. You just heard me say that. Now all of a sudden you ain't want to come.
I ain't hear you say you weren't ready. I thought you was ready.
Hey.
I heard you test the other weekend at most. I heard you say you was going over there. That's last I heard about it.
Hey, T, now all of a sudden you want to come to Atmo when I was trying to get your ass to come to Atmo. You were going every other way.
I told you
now,
I had to go to Florida. I went to Florida that weekend.
Hey, Scooby, he went to Florida and couldn't get out his own way in Florida.
I could have fucked y'all up with that week pass I made in Florida. Now lock that in. I show you my ticket. I could have killed y'all with that pass. Now lock that in, I.
Okay.
I thought, motherfucker.
How weekend was y'all up on my weekday?
Hey, how weekend was? By all the goddamn radio that you couldn't get down the track. Now go tell the truth.
I went down the track every pass. What you mean?
Every pass.
I attempted to go down the track. I went down the track.
Well, I know you went down the track, but you didn't go fast down the track. It don't count.
I went down the track. Three times fast and two times on the motor. You right. Three times I went fast enough to beat any of y'all with a weak motherfucker, and two times I went on the motor.
Now, the AC, hold up.
I didn't beat you when I say two motherfuckers.
Hold up. Yeah, with this big brain today. You just said your weakest pass will fuck us up. You put that bitch on motor, I'll blow your ass out.
My weakest pass.
I don't believe that, Scooby.
Scooby, you gonna make me lock in on the motor now. I don't believe no motherfucker on here got a faster nitrous car that run on nitrous. I'll run me on the motor.
You gonna have to have a motor car
that'll run me. Huh?
Okay. I'll clear that shit up, boy.
I'll run the car on motor. I will.
You saying worst is passed down there, which was a motor pass. You'll fuck me up.
No, I said my weakest nitrous pass. I would fuck you up.
Hey, you know this show recorded.
I said my weakest nitrous. And then I told you what I did. I told you. I said my weakest pass. I will fuck y'all up.
I don't consider a motor pad.
If I was on the motor, I don't consider that no pad. You right.
Chick, will you give me the brake on the motor?
No, I won't give you no brake. I give you another lane.
Hell, you say how bad that motherfucker. Yeah, I know we can't goddamn fall out of that damn airplane go fast on the motor, but I'll take the brake.
Oh, no. No, I ain't got no. I bring a motor car. Thank you,
we don't want no motor car. Here's a 478 number. Hold on. 478-8870. Your mic's open.
Hey, Chick.
Yeah.
Hey, if we come over there, they gonna get their weak ass over there on the East Coast.
Man, these weak motherfuckers ain't running out of Mississippi. These are Mississippi. Homegrown motherfucker. You know they ain't coming out from over there. Scooby especially. Scooby had planted over there in Mississippi. He ain't coming out of Mississippi. He better not come out of Mississippi.
Shit,
but
I could be on
the phone.
Hey,
I'm already coming to, I think, what the fuck that track is?
Talking about Austin. About Austin for the 15th, ain't it, Kenny?
Yeah. Hey, you about got a goddamn ankle bracelet on.
Yeah, the Punisher, they got an ankle bracelet. You right, Ken. You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right
I ain't gonna lie on the radio show. Yeah, I got one on. You bust
See,
me
I
out.
I told you. I know they got an ankle bracelet. Scooby got one, too. He might be
awesome. It's some shit, when you get ready to hit the road, don't you know how to pack and travel?
I go anywhere.
When I hit the road, I'm packing something to hit the road with. Y'all get y'all monkey ass down there about Austin. And then we'll come up there and see y'all. We bringing a turbo car about Austin on radio. You bring that goddamn truck on too, what you say you come up with. No, I ain't lost nothing down there. Duck charged too much money. Duck want to charge you for the golf cart and everything. You ain't going to be at the Duck. You going to be at Running Brown race.
No, we ain't going to. This is Running Brown race. This is the 15th, not Duck race.
Bro, Running Brown.
Hey, Chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on?
Not much, what's going on? Who did?
This is Jim. It's Jim West. Hey, I hear Kenny on all these. Oh, man, I'm just sitting back there to watch this football game. I hear Kenny on all these shows talking shit. Does he got a race car?
Yeah, Kenny got he access to a car. Yeah.
No, I said, does he got a race car?
He'll get it locked in if you want to lock on in, Jim.
Hey, let me ask you. You see them three goddamn cars on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Them three Mustangs?
Right.
Jim, he got access now, Jim.
I know all three of them, and I know ain't neither one of them is.
He got access to him, Jim.
I just told him his best name.
Jim, can you get eyes down at the Bell Austin? I'm going to show you with one on mine.
No, well, that man just told you he can't travel. He got an ankle bracelet on.
Jim, you can travel. Bring Chucky on down there, the 15th.
Right, Chucky don't move without eyes.
Anybody can drive a slow car. Hell, it don't matter. You ain't got
to have
goddamn
eyes.
Yeah, you can throw somebody in there. Okay. I was just asking.
Yeah,
Kenny,
you talking about
out of nowhere.
Hey, you can get some racing in. See, I ain't gonna let you enjoy no racing. Like, we'll give you a lot of action over there. Come on down there. We got a lot of cars. Give you some action over there.
I
don't know why you sitting waiting on weak ass eyes for anyway. It's weak ass.
when he put that tree in your lap, Marshall first, you gonna think weak ass.
Jim, I gonna tell y'all one time, he might leave on me. But boy,
he gonna leave
on
me. You ain't gonna catch him.
Come that 3:30. Y'all gonna say, goddamn,
okay.
Y'all gonna want me to pull the hood off and think I got a turbo up under goddamn that car. Y'all don't think I got the turbo. Scooby, don't be listening to my conversation.
Right.
I be talking to other people either, Scooby. You sit your head down. Mute your mic and mute your ears. I'm going to
mute your ass. I guarantee I'm going to open you up around the 3:30. When we push that motherfucker into high gear, you're going to turn me loose, boy.
How many high gears you got?
Huh?
We're
running
a quarter mile now. We run no quarter mile.
Goddamn.
You can't push in that high gear after the eighth over now. At the 6-6.
You staying in low gear in the eighth. Your ass got to get the high gear in that eighth somewhere.
Scooby, you think you smart, though.
No, y'all think y'all smart. Boy, I got something for y'all, eh?
I didn't know who I could fuck up. Scooby, when I first heard, they said Scooby got a truck. Boy, I'm going to fuck him up with a truck.
Hey, you
hold on.
Truck,
you know a truck
going to fuck me up?
I said, you got a truck, I'm
going to
fuck you up.
Oh, I you don't know now, motherfucking truck you want to send out there.
No, I ain't got no truck.
Did not,
if
man.
I had one, I'd be all over your ass again anyway.
You gonna take the trunk off that motherfucking Mustang and try to act like it's a truck when I drag your ass?
I put a truck front end on that and still fuck you up.
Hell no, don't do that. Hey, don't do that, chick, because that's a goddamn Chevrolet. Hell no, don't do that.
Hey, Kenny Boy.
You right.
Kenny Boy.
Yeah.
You study tucking. What's up with that stock suspension 28 purple car?
What about
it? What I just said about the purple car, Scooby? Didn't I say we just deleted it from it? Ain't no longer in the program?
Y'all better take it out of the program. Now y'all want to go to deleting shit when I ask about it. You going to delete
it? Well, it didn't fit in the program we trying to run this year.
Listen, man.
It's 2014. That's a new year.
Listen, man. Y'all coop performers. I know y'all got something for us.
No. Hold it. We not no motherfucking coop performers. We them four motherfucking cars you see on that picture. That's who we are. Right there. Four cars.
That's what we gonna get.
That Malibu
don't want none of my trouble. I already tried to put a big block with y'all.
You just be ready when we get over there.
Kenny Boy.
Talking about who want what.
Kenny Boy.
You don't know what you want. You're undecisive motherfucker. You don't know what
Listen,
you want.
Man. Y'all got three small blocks and one weak big block. We got the same thing. I'm going to put our big block car and gap y'all, and I'm going to handle them other three small blocks with one small block.
Y'all got a big block in a G box. Y'all got a big block in a G box.
Now y'all hollering. My small block ain't in no Mustang. What the hell that got to do with?
I ain't asked you that. I just asked you a question. I know your crazy ass want to pick the weak ass truck to be.
See, my small block ain't in no Mustang, but why the hell my big block got to be in a G body?
I'm just asking you a question. Is it in a G body?
I don't know what it is. It's in some suspension on 28.
Okay,
I know that.
Okay. I'm gonna bring a surprise with me too now. So y'all ain't got them out the water yet.
You're goddamn
y'all
right.
Gonna bring
bet,
Jody car. I already know y'all bringing that Jody car, so I'm gonna bring a surprise now. So y'all ain't out the water yet now.
I bet we out the water with that.
Okay. All right. If you say
hey,
so. I don't wanna hear that y'all everybody jump on the two step at the same time. Abba. No, that car, not that car. Okay. I don't wanna hear that shit when I get over there now. Y'all think y'all motherfucking smart. I'm smart, motherfucker. You watch this what I pull on y'all motherfucking ass.
They need to get the goddamn
Van Austin,
man. Damn,
Mark. Ken, these motherfuckers are scary motherfuckers on the phone. They scary. They don't believe in too much action. They just want just enough. On one, that grudge race of the year, he do a lot of action because he raised a lot of people repeatedly. But they don't want no new action.